That is something.
Huff will call a regular town board meeting for the town elected planning board on February 7th. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers, a general fund of 5226 to 5261, and ambulance fund of 1739 to 1743.
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number seven, approval of the minutes of January 24th, 2018, regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
I just finished this morning collecting the real estate taxes for the first half. So anybody that's still out there has to pay to the county because we're done. We're going to be getting a bill from the county for approximately $2,500,000, which is the February settlement. And we have at this moment in the bank about $2,800,000. So we're good to go.
Okay.
And other than that, nothing too much happening. And so the, on the regular count, we have $2,538,752.32. And the ambulance account has $490,522.63.
I move for approval of the treasurer's report.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Number nine, public comment on agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to number 10. Discussion, possible action, bids for financial audit. Nancy and I went through, primarily Nancy. And I guess I'll let you.
Okay. We just went through their terminology. Basically, they're the same. The only difference in it is the price. Peterson Metz, which is local out of Minocqua, was $7,000, not to exceed $7,000. And how do you say that?
Whipfley.
Whipfley, out of Rylander, set a total package of $5,000. Both of those would include preparing the Form CT, which is basically our general government
End of the year.
End of the year financial report. And so that's a big plus on both of their parts. Guess it would be up to the board which one they want now. Their total package, if I didn't say that, is $5,000.
Yep.
So up to the board, whatever.
Both of them reputable.
Yep.
Bookkeeping firms.
I'm sure they're bonded too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, makes it fairly easy, doesn't it? $2,000 difference. Although that's not to exceed.
Yeah, not to exceed that amount. Jim?
Is there any contingencies in our bid process where if they need to go back further years to find something out, that they can do that?
Bill audit, yeah.
Is that an extra fee then?
I would imagine if they find something questionable, they're going to go back and check, which is what you're looking for.
But is that?
They did say they would come to the board if they had any problems, so I would imagine that would include something like that.
So it's not under the set price?
I do not know that.
Negotiate the additional?
I do not know that.
Thank you.
Well, what's your pleasure?
I would move that we accept the lower bid.
Which is $5,000 from Whipfley.
Whipfley.
I'll second the motion.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the proposal by Whipfley for $5,000. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Discussion, possible action, bids for new plow truck. Pete?
You're on.
Yep, I would say if we take the Freightliner bid for the truck and the Monroe bid for all the extras, the plow, the dump box, everything, all the add-ons.
What did that total, what did those come out to again?
Total, that would come out to $174,321. $174,321.
And just for clarification, the Freightliner was the lowest bid?
Yep.
So this isn't a matter of preference when it comes to a trucker. So, yeah, we're actually taking the lowest bid.
Taking the lowest bid, and they're headquartered out of Minocqua.
Right.
They're close as far as if we have to have anything done with the truck.
Repairs or that type of thing.
Yeah, so let's, for both reasons.
Great.
I think it's good.
I'll make a motion for approval unless we have more discussion.
I don't.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the bid for Freightliner.
And Monroe.
And the outfitting bid from Monroe.
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 12, discussion, possible action, internship proposal from Gustav Geisy, is it? Gustav Geisy. Boy, I've slaughtered both of them, didn't I? For requirements for land use planning, zoning, UW Stevens Point. You're on.
Okay.
Come on up.
Come on up.
Yeah, don't be bashful.
Don't be shy.
No.
So I just need 4 credits of internship job experience credit to graduate. I've been applying for jobs or internships around the area and haven't really had much luck. I live on County Road D down the road, so. And I work nights at the Black Bear Bar. I'm a cook there, so this kind of would work out for me to fulfill this requirement and get graduated in the spring.
And how many hours do you need?
300.
300 hours, and that'll be through this summer period?
Yeah, end of May, yeah, would be 300.
So is our zoning deputy up to the task?
Actually, Nancy and I were talking, and our ordinance does need to get updated with all the new state laws that changed in the past couple years. Having him here would take a terrific burden off of me, because Matt and Nancy make me do a whole bunch of other things too that aren't part of my job description.
Wow.
And also, I don't know how well he could do or not do on the smart growth stuff that's come due. Mm-hmm. But
comprehensive,
I tell you, that is not my department.
Yep.
And if he can help with that, that should help save the town some money.
Mm-hmm. Great. I guess, yeah. My experience with interns is from back when I was practicing law down in Kentucky. And I had law school interns who came to work with me, and they were wonderful. They really were highly motivated because they were doing it for a grade. Mm-hmm. And I had very, very good experiences with every one of them. So I don't have any hesitation about recommending that we do this.
Do we have
as long as it doesn't need too much.
Yeah. Do we have to grade you?
No, I have one professor's, I guess, instructing this course. She'll have to come like halfway through. And
who's that?
Anna Haynes, Dr. Anna Haynes.
I went to Stevens Point and also went through their small city planning, and that was a long time ago.
Okay.
So most of those professors probably aren't with us anymore.
Yeah, and then my advisor, he came from Purdue, so.
Well, I didn't go to school, but the only question that I had was whether what our liability is having a volunteer. And Nancy researched it, and we actually have a contract that will need to be signed as far as a volunteer held a harmless agreement.
Okay.
That was my only concern, was what are the liabilities? Not to say that I wouldn't have agreed with it if there was something added on.
Okay.
I just want to welcome you to Lactive Plant Bowl.
Okay.
And I hope it's a great experience for you.
Yeah.
We'll give you an experience.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess what we'd be looking for is a motion to approve taking on, is it Geisy again?
Gustav Geisy.
Gustav.
Is that Norwegian?
Gustav Geisy.
Yeah.
Okay, by taking on Mr. Geisy as a summer intern through the UW Stevens Point internship program.
I would make that motion.
I'll second.
And we're going to call him Gus.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I call you Gus?
Yeah.
Motion has been made to accept Gus as internship program for the summer of 2018. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 13 is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn at 1:10. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Thank you.